To the glories of your name. You're great in mercy. You're great in power. And you're rich in love. You're full of love. Unconditional love. Unfailing love. And your mercies, they never end. And Lord, you are worthy of all our praise because of what you have done and because what you do for us every day. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
He is inviting us to come in deeper into his presence this morning. Maybe you would like to sit. Do you agree we are a people of his presence? That's what makes us different. You agree? If that's not there, let's go to Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah? There's no difference between this music and that. It's music. Music is neutral. What makes it different? The lyrics, the presence of God, our heart. Yeah? And God is inviting us to come deeper into his presence. We were just talking as a band this morning, and we're saying, Sam, you want to share first?
Yeah. When I was preparing for the worship, I came up with the set list, which looked very normal to me. I was very unhappy. Why are we singing the same song? So that's when I prayed to God. I asked him, okay, Lord, teach me something new. What do you want us to do as your people? What do you want us to do? That's when God revealed to me, every Sunday or even in our personal worship, maybe we are limiting our worship and our praises just to the singing, just to the songs, or only the prayer. But God is teaching us something more. God is saying, you can praise me in different ways. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. And as we go deeper, God is going to reveal even more, more and more. And what he revealed to me personally is, yeah, we are very, very familiar with these verses, but still he reminded me, you can praise me through the way you lead your life. You can praise me through the way you treat one another in love. You can praise me, you can honor me by giving. You can praise me and honor me and give me glory by forgiving one another and by accepting one another just the way they are. So in our day-to-day life, there's much more in the way we praise him and worship him. That's what God spoke to him.
God has been impressing this passage on my heart for a few weeks. And I'm saying, Lord, what is it? You know, of course I know what it is, but I say, what do you want me to communicate? And he said, well, God saying, you've plateaued in your worship. You think this is all there is to worship of me, is sing, feel a little presence of God, sing in tongues maybe, you know, but there is so much more. There is so much more. And the fact that we don't know, we feel this is it, means there is so much more, because there can never be it with God, because he's infinite, isn't it? So that means this is it in my limited understanding. So I'm saying, God, fresh revelation, fresh understanding, fresh encounter, deeper revelation, deeper understanding, deeper encounter. And God has been, took me to this very familiar passage, and he wants to remind us again from Ezekiel chapter 37. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. And then he brought me out through the north gate and led me outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water flowing from the temple. And the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand. And it says he measured, and then he says, he led me in ankle deep. Can you swim in ankle deep? Can't even drown in ankle deep. And he measured off 1,000 cubits, and he led me further in knee deep. And he led me further in till it was up to his waist. Verse 5, he measured off 1,000. Now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. And the river that no one could cross. And he said, Son of Man, do you see this? And then he led me back to the bank of the river. Where would you like to be led this morning? For some, it's been like standing on the shore and watching the others twiddle their toes in the water and say, ah, that's nice. Some of us have gone in toe deep and we say, ooh, water is nice. But we're not willing to go further and we're happy with this bit. And some have gone ankle deep and some have gone knee deep. But I don't think any of us have gone further. And there's an invitation this morning. Would we like to go further and deeper into the presence of God? Because notice, the river flows out of the presence of God. There is another message in that. But for now, unless we're in the river, we can't flow out. Okay? So if that's our cry this morning, we're saying, God, take me deeper. I want to know you deeper. I don't even know what she's talking about. But this much I know, I need to be a person who knows the presence of God and carries the presence of God wherever I go. And if that's what you want, would you just shut your eyes and pray? Ask God this morning and say, God, I don't want to do church like a ritual every Sunday. Come at 10 o'clock, sing a few songs, offering, bread and wine, pray, message, chips, cold drink, go home. And the same cycle repeats Sunday after Sunday. Sing a few songs, offering, bread and wine, you know, pray, message, chips, cold drink, go home. No, we're called to something bigger and greater, much greater. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come. We don't want to play church, God. We want you. We want you, Lord. Like Moses, if your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to go from here, God. Spirit of
Heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaim His handiwork. You know, He created the stars and He knows them all by name. There are billions and trillions and so many you can't measure it. And He knows their name. And He knows you.
Oh, my heart's desire.
Your body was broken, your life poured out. You bled and you died for me there on the cross. You breathed your last as you were crucified. You gave it all. Do.